It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
The Grilling Guys.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and all over this great state and country of America. We're out here talking a little barbecue today and going to have a little bit of fun. Bam, Bob. Gone. September. October right around the corner. There's our deer hunting season's coming, baby.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. And there is a bit of a nip in the air.
Yes, there is. Yeah,
I like that.
I do, too.
This, you know, just coming out this morning, there was some fog and, you know,
right.
It's like, I love this time of year because yep. I know that I get to start climbing in trees.
Right.
I've been practicing with my Bowtech and you know what I found out?
What's that?
I had to detune it a little bit. 72 pounds has just been harder every year to pull back.
Well, sure.
I'm getting old.
Right.
And
right.
I haven't been hitting the gym, so I'm weak. So I detuned it just enough. It's still a bit of a struggle, but the more I pull it, the better I'm getting. And
yeah.
And I just got to probably start doing some push-ups or yeah. something.
Well, and just make sure you practice because when you do that, it's going to shoot a little different than you than maybe where your pins are and stuff.
Yeah, too. And I probably pulled about 5 pounds off it. So yeah. it's still seems to be right on the money. I haven't noticed.
Yeah,
but,
right.
That was what my buddy Scott was concerned about. And I just because I'm only shooting 25 to 35 yards, I think it was so fast at 72 that 65 or whatever I'm at now, I have no way of telling. But
it feels better.
Yeah,
right.
I'm after we get out of here, I'm headed up to Whipple with my chainsaw and my trailer and my tent, and I'm gonna get deer camp set up in advance of all the boys showing up. So
yeah,
looking forward to that. But you and our illustrious producer Conrad
Bubba.
From time to time have had kind of fun when I bring up some of my prepper things. And I think you might see in the next couple of weeks, I wasn't preparing for this, but you can just smell there's something wrong in this country. And now what we've got Tuesday is the longshoreman strike.
Right.
And I think you're going to see way more from that than anybody is anticipating because of all the things brought on shore. One of them being fuel oil. I mean, crude oil, because we've gone to outsourcing so much again. And I think it's going to have an absolute devastating effect on our day-to-day functions. So I don't know. I have no crystal ball, but you know, if you've ever had the inkling to be a little bit of a prepper, might be the time to do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yep. The longshoremen are the guys that unload boats, right?
All of them.
Right. Exactly. Right. On all coasts. And I don't know, is it one coast or the other, or are they all in solidarity and going to strike on both coasts?
I do not know that. I simply had that brought into my radar, and I started thinking about it, and I thought, yeah, what else do I need?
Yeah. Well, it's really like three coasts because they come through the Gulf too.
Absolutely.
Not east and west, but
absolutely.
They come into the Gulf. So,
and if you've ever been on any of the coasts and worked on those docks or around those, I mean, those are huge operations.
Oh, yeah.
They're huge.
Right.
The amount of cargo that goes through is. And then when you think about the fuel, I think most of the oil comes into Louisiana.
Right. Yep.
And Mississippi. And that comes up, I don't know. I don't know how it's done, yeah, but Texas.
Looks like it's mainly the East Coast.
Okay.
From Texas all the way up to Maine.
Well, that's
all the oil.
that's half of the country.
I don't worry about food.
Yeah.
Number one, because I have a wonderful pantry. But number two, because I don't think we import as much food, especially on that coast, although the Netherlands probably ship us a fair amount, but I guess, I don't know. I my radar has been going nuts for a couple of years, and right now it's 360. It's just pinging all the time, and I'm not trying to fearmonger, but gosh, if you get caught with your pants down, it's your own fault.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Word to the wise right there. Yeah. So let's bring this back to a grilling guy conversation at home. Something that's really more important than that is I got a Halloween party to cater.
That's more important.
I'm kidding, yeah. Of course. But I have a Halloween party to cater. And
what are you going as?
What I am going
Fred Flintstone?
No, I'm going as Chef Jop. And, you know, and I've got one of those little black hats.
I see you going as like Fred Flintstone and the water buffalo hat. Yeah. And because well, you're the grand poobah at the Moose,
it's kind
you?
Of.
Are you
no,
at the Moose?
No, I have nothing to do. I am a member of the Moose, but I have nothing to do with
you. Don't have
the
a
place.
Helmet?
No, I'm not the official anything there. I'm rarely a patron.
That would still be a good one for
right.
you.
Right. But it's kind of like a tailgate for me. I mean, I want it to be easy to eat food. We're inside a building. So it's a Halloween party. It is full costumes mandatory kind of thing. So I don't want anything that's too terribly messy. People in costumes are oftentimes a little awkward because of something different that they may be wearing.
And, you know, since MSU went to forcing all Fox catering at all those tailgates, we lost those gigs.
Right.
I miss those things.
Yeah, I know it.
We did some fantastic. There's your menu right there. Just
well, let's talk
just
a little
go back
bit about
and
it because
up,
it is tailgating season,
just
too.
Go back and pull up everything we did for Wells Fargo every year. I mean, that was the best tailgating I've ever seen anywhere.
Right. Yep. So
because we did it.
Yeah. So they're fundamentally going to start out with, he told me I want, this is a really technical term, a crap load of chicken wings. So we'll be doing chicken wings, and I'll pre-make those. I've got a couple, because it's inside a building, I had a couple double ovens that I can reheat and sauce with, so I've got that done. But
so that building is one you did an event in before?
Yeah, 4th of July.
The double ovens, does it have convection?
Yes, and it's a complete kitchen that I've got to work in.
Okay, killer. So for your wings, I've got an idea.
I don't need ideas. I'm done with the wings. I want other ideas.
I want
other things for what do we make with the wings.
But if you have a convection, it's just nice way to finish them.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. They're going to be unsauced. I'll sauce them there, throw them in the convection, crisp them up. And
perfect.
We're good. Yep. So what else do you think would be good? Knowing, again, I try to always understand my audience. Somebody's going to have an awkward costume on. They're going to come as this and that with a husband and wife. And I don't want them to have to like fuss with food. I want it easy to eat. I was thinking maybe jalapeno poppers. We've done those in the past but it's kind of like ordinary.
Yeah.
So what on a stick? What can I do on a stick?
You know, something I saw that was very, you're not going to have a grill there?
I can. Yes. He's got one if I need it.
Something I think is really cool is when you wrap bacon around asparagus stalks.
Yep.
Because the presentation is just gorgeous and people love bacon. And they'll even eat asparagus if they don't like it, if there's bacon wrapped around it.
I had that this summer. Somebody brought that to my house, but they did it with prosciutto. They put bacon and Parmesan, or not bacon, excuse me, prosciutto, Parmesan around the
asparagus
and then grilled it.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was good too. But that's a good one. That's a good one. So, but again, you pick it up. If it's cooked a little bit, it's going to get soft. It can fall around.
So the wings will be really popular.
Yep, kebabs. What should I do for a kebab? We've done beef before.
Yeah, I would stick to beef because you're already going to do chicken.
Right.
And, I mean, people just or get some lamb, do some real kebabs.
Yeah, that's out there a little bit for the average person. You know
what
I mean?
Don't tell them. They'll love it.
Right, yeah, yeah, right. So what about sliders? We've always done some sliders. What do you think for the meat on a slider? Again, wanting to keep it grilling guy, I could smoke turkey.
You know what?
I could smoke
You know
turkey.
What I would do? I'd get a hold of Sobey, and I would get that shaved prime rib that he sells, and I would do that up on site. Just flash it real quick and do prime ribs. You know, they're like Philly beef.
Right.
You could even bring some cheddar and do kind of a Philly slider prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be nice on those buns from Wealthy Street Bakery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Really good.
Oh, God, I'm getting hungry.
So I can do kebabs. I can do little sliders. It seemed like, did we ever do meatballs of any kind? Or didn't we grill some meatballs once
everybody
in a while?
Everybody does meatballs.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to pop. And I would, myself, if I was doing it, I would have three big things.
Right.
And just stick with that. Yep. And, you know, maybe have a bunch of little sides.
Right. Well, coming up next, we're speaking of popping, your bobber goes down, you better jerk, because we're going to do some steelhead fishing coming up. Stick with us. We'll be back.